Well, last year, 26 states introduced GE labeling laws similar to Maryland. Connecticut and Maine passed labeling laws. However, theirs have trigger clauses, meaning they don't go into effect until a number of other Northeast states also pass labeling policies.
I understand. Now, what would this do? And when we talk about GE foods, what are we talking about?
Right. So what this bill would do is really bring the U.S. in with the 64 other countries around the world, Maryland taking the lead in requiring the mandatory labeling of foods that have been produced through genetic engineering. This is predominantly corn, cotton, canola, soy, so ingredients that find their way into a bulk of processed foods. So simply requiring the labeling of processed foods in supermarket shelves to provide consumers the same basic information that 64 other countries around the world provide.
Why does the consumer need to know this?
Well, overwhelmingly popular, this issue is supported by 93% of consumer polls because consumers want to know what they're buying and feeding their families. It comes down to a fundamental right to know, that consumers, in the absence of labeling, are confused about the products they're buying and feeding their families.
Is a genetically engineered food necessarily more dangerous than a natural food?
You know, in the U.S., we don't label dangerous foods. We take dangerous foods off the marketplace.
Right.
This bill is about providing consumers with transparency to allow them to know what they're buying and feeding their families, and to provide a vital public health tool for Maryland physicians to be able to track any unintended health effects should they arise. That's very different than dangerous foods as a blanket statement.
So you're not arguing that these foods, you know, we're labeling them and people shouldn't buy them. They should just know that they're genetically engineered.
Exactly. If we were talking about these foods as a class of foods being dangerous, we wouldn't be talking about labeling. We would be talking about restricting them in the marketplace. Labeling is very different than bans.
You were hearing some of the arguments from some of the opponents, the Medifast folks, for example, saying that they wouldn't sell their product in Maryland. Some of the others say that it's a First Amendment issue. Response to that?
Right. Well, we know that Maryland has ample evidence to support its mandatory labeling policy should it enact it without any successful legal challenges. On the industry side, you know, any company would be stupid not to make money in Maryland when they, and as we heard from other testimony from the industry, corporations are selling these same products labeled accordingly to 64 other countries around the world.
And 26 other states, right?
Well, in 26 other states introduced bills, only two passed.
Okay.
However, we know from independent food experts like Kai Robertson that companies change their food labels all the time. We know anecdotally that manufacturers market different vitamin D or added sugar or decreased sugar, et cetera.
Sure. Now, the two states that have where this is law are where?
Connecticut and Maine.
Connecticut and Maine. Okay. Thank you.